anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, folks. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. I'm Big Daddy. I'm in studio today. Missed yesterday. Doug is out today. Obviously, as you can tell, got a little bit of a cold, got a little bit of a scratch in the
What's wrong
throat.
With you? That's...
Not, you know, prepubescent, you know. What are you going to do?
The weather getting to you a little bit, is it?
Boy, yes, weather just continues to be cold. Doesn't seem like it's going to warm up much at all, so we're just going to have to deal with it. You know, as far as nationally going on, you know, we got pro football going on. Basically, we're waiting for the bowl season to start. I know Doug hit on a lot of things yesterday. One thing I'm sure Doug didn't hit on is how wrong he was on the touchdown in the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers game.
His argument was, it's a touchdown.
Well, his argument's totally wrong.
Yeah, because, I mean, he argued the guy had... His main argument was that anywhere else on the field, a guy catching the ball going out of bounds, the ball gets spotted...
That's not right.
All the time, where his feet, doesn't matter where the ball are, where the ball is, they either spot it where his feet are or just in front, usually give him a very favorable spot. So Doug's argument was,
if you're on a comeback route, he's saying, the quarterback's scrambling around, you're on a comeback route, and your tiptoes are on the 35-yard line, and you're out to the 38-yard line with the ball over, out of bounds, they spot the ball on the 35-yard line. That's not right. That's totally false.
Why do I wish Doug was here right now? This would be great.
That's not right. I don't know what else to say. And I, not only was, you know, you've got to have indisputable evidence to overturn the call, which they didn't have. I just like how they, it's a touchdown. That's just the way it is. Now, granted, Pittsburgh, you know what, Ben Roethlisberger, how does he look like that in the fourth quarter when he looks like, well, let's see, Ken Dorsey, the first three and a half? Who would you compare Ben Roethlisberger to the first three quarters? David Garrard?
J.P. Losman.
J.P. Losman. And then all of a sudden, we're halfway through the fourth quarter, and, well, we need a score here. Let's go 88 yards on 16 plays or whatever against the Baltimore Raven defense. No problem, says Ben. Relax. Zip, zip, zam, zam. We're at the 4-yard line. I don't understand.
Yeah. You know what I think needs to happen with the Steelers? I think Ben Roethlisberger needs to take some of that $28.5 million he's making this year, the most of any player in the NFL, and go ahead and give about 20 of that to his defense. I'm dead serious. I mean, without that defense, they are not where they're at right now. You cannot put up 13, 17 points a game and expect to win as much as they have in the NFL. You just can't do it. 20, the guy is not worth, the way he's playing right now, no way that guy's worth $28.5 million.
Well, it's a luxury to have that defense.
Wow, is it ever.
By the way, on the show today, Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent set to join us, talk a little Nebraska Cornhusker football, volleyball, recruiting, whatever right now, because it's kind of a lull.
That weird downtime right around Christmas.
People are, the recruiting deal's kind of coming up. We'll see what Terry's got his eye on. Also, second half of the show, we are going to be joined by Brent Heinrichs, some publications, head coach of the number one ranked team, the Axtell Wildcats boys basketball team. So look forward to catching up with Brent to visit with him, see how that journey is going. Did not, obviously, with the late start going to the football finals, see how everything is getting into basketball shape and whatnot.
And I want to get your take on this, Daddy. Something else that came down yesterday, and it's getting a lot of play because of things that Charles Barkley's saying, but Gene Chizik getting hired as the Auburn coach. Speechless. Doug and I discussed it a little bit on the show yesterday, and I was looking up, doing a little bit of research after the fact. His record's horrible. He the games he won are against terrible teams. He lost, what, by 34 to Baylor? I mean, he lost some bad games this past season. They fired Tommy Tuberville, who was a staple of Auburn football, an absolute staple of Auburn football, had been there for, what, 10 years? 10 years. One bad season, he's out the door, and they go get someone like Gene Chizik. As much as I disagree with Charles Barkley at times, as much as I may not like the way he portrays things, he may not like the way he puts his opinions out there, he is absolutely correct. Where Auburn had to make a splash with this hiring, especially after sending Tuberville out the door at a place like Auburn with the football tradition in the SEC, you have to make a splash with a football hire. Turner Gill would have done that. Gene Chizik, not even close.
You know, Gene Chizik, 5-19, I believe.
And 2-10 this last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, what were you looking at this year that just stuck out and so much impressed you? Was it the big win over South Dakota State?
Ooh.
I mean, was it the Kent State victory by 20? those were the first two games. Those were the only two victories. You reel off 10 straight losses, including a 28-pointer to Baylor, 28-pointer to Nebraska. You lose to A&M at home by 14.
I'm surprised we don't have a Crazy Chris email on this.
And then Gene Chizik telling the athletic director, oh, no, I'm staying. Just going to check this deal out. No big deal. How do you lie?
Pulled a Nick Saban.
You know, there you go.
Yeah, he pulled a Nick Saban.
You start to put yourself among the likes of Bobby Petrino and Nick Saban. And, you know, somebody earlier said, you know, before the championship games, who are you rooting for, anybody, Florida or Alabama? And I'm rooting for Florida. Well, I mean, you like Urban Meyer? No, because I despise Nick Saban and what he did to Wayne Huizenga. You know, whoever Bobby Petrino's playing, I'm against him. Hey, you know, to do what those guys did, and then to have the nerve and audacity to walk into somebody's house and tell their kid,
"You can trust me.
You can trust me."
Oh yeah, I never go back on my word. Okay.
That it makes no sense to me.
He couldn't even get players that he couldn't get talent at Iowa State. How is he going to get talent from the SEC pool when he's recruiting against Tennessee, Georgia, I mean, everybody down there. What's he going to do?
Well,
I was telling Doug this yesterday, 2 years max. He could be out on 11. I made a joke yesterday to Doug saying, oh, yeah, Gene Chizik's probably thinking right now, man, it'll be nice to get back to Auburn for about 11 months or so. It's well, seriously. I mean.
You know, Auburn 5-7 and. You can say, oh, they were awful, whatever. They at least came within four of beating Georgia. That would have made them bowl eligible. Now, there's probably some games that go back the other way, but, you know, Tuberville, apparently he was fired.
Yeah.
Apparently that's...
That from his mom said that he did not resign under his own will. It was a forced resignation. So you're right, Daddy. He was fired. What I don't get about the SEC, you have this... Tuberville out on his butt. Philip Fulmer, Tennessee, out on his butt. When these guys play an SEC schedule year in and year out where a couple plays, a couple breaks this way or that can mean two extra wins or two extra losses, and in that, and it's they're too quick to put these guys out on their butts. Philip Fulmer was Tennessee football. Tommy Tuberville, a staple at Auburn. Both those guys out on their butts after one bad season, where you have all of these other teams in the league that just that dominate. I mean, you got the Floridas, the Georgias, the everyone down there. It's too tough to make it that to put all the blame on the coach right there. The SEC schedule is just too rough.
But now you're sitting there with Iowa State. Where do you go if you're Iowa State? Is Turner Gill an option for you?
Boy, would that just be weirder than hell to see Chizik go to Auburn and then Turner Gill turn around and go to Iowa State? Wow, that would be weird.
If you're Iowa State, first of all, how much of his staff that goes with Gene Chizik?
That's a good question.
I mean, obviously, he brought all these guys just a short time ago. He asked them to move all of their families to be a family at Iowa State, move from Texas, or I'm sure most of the people came from the South, where Gene Chizik came from. and said, let's go to Ames, Iowa. Let's build a program and look to move on from there after we build this program. Well, you certainly didn't build a program.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I don't know if you're Iowa State and you're sitting there as the athletic director and you're looking at things going, boy, defensive coordinator, Wayne Bolt? Look at what Mr. Bolt, I mean, look at what his defense allowed. 38, 35, 49, 59, 28, 52, 38.
Wow.
Okay, let's move him down. Offensive coordinator, Bob McFarland. Team didn't score any points. Really don't have any playmakers.
It just boggles my mind. I cannot believe they came to that decision. How you'd hire Chizik over Turner Gill? With what Turner's Gill... Buffalo was... I mean, you never associated Buffalo University with winning football. And they won their championship this year.
But, Derek...
They beat Ball State! That is a signature win for Turner Gill. Check. Signature win for Chizik? I don't see one.
Got someone just fired in the Dent Popper inbox. Two words. Dan McCarney. Interesting. Lumpy. Interesting. Could Dan McCarney, who looked awfully good right now, if you're an Iowa State faithful, wouldn't he not?
No kidding.
Would Dan McCarney not look to be at the top of the list if you're out there going, gosh, the one person that took the program and removed it out of Stinkville?
And Iowa State's got to make a decision relatively quickly as far as a head coach goes, don't you? Because this, I mean, you got to get to recruiting. You got to hit the road.
Well, who do you even have?
I mean, that's the thing. The coaching carousel, just since the end of the regular college football season until now, it's been ridiculous. See, it's ever since Philip Fulmer was fired, and everything after that has just been, I can't even explain it.
But, Derek, you go to Auburn. I'm sure that we have no idea. I'm sure that we cannot comprehend the black-white deal still to this day.
True.
We hear jokes. You just hear jokes just passing. Okay, ha-ha. It's funny. Nobody's pounding crosses and... Apparently, it means a lot more down there.
And that's a shame.
It's terrible shame. You know... To the good old boy with his cowboy hat on and his cigar,
yeah.
That's got the money behind these boosters. And that's what Charles Barkley's referring to.
Yes.
The people that make the decisions are the ones at the cashola, are the ones feeding the animal that is the Auburn Tiger football program.
If you're an Auburn fan, or as you say, some of their alumni, some of their boosters, if you're an Auburn fan, an Auburn alumni, Auburn booster, you cannot be happy with this hire. You just can't. From Tuberville to this. Tuberville, I'm not sure if this is 100% correct, but it's something like 105 and 40. 105 and 45. Something along those lines is what Tuberville went over the last 10 seasons there. I mean, that is an outstanding record, especially in SEC play. He brought in a lot of... I can look back, look at Cadillac Williams, Kenny Irons, a lot of good running backs going through Auburn over the last couple of years, did a good job of recruiting down there. Again, it's just those couple of breaks. You lose those couple extra games one season, all of a sudden you're on the chopping block. I'd love to see Tuberville turn around and go to Iowa State. They'd win more games than Auburn.
Yeah, obviously out here, we have things like this to talk about. It feeds the machine that is sports radio. Obviously, we wish we had the perfect fit, but
we do not have the perfect fit. Bo Pelini.
There you go. Not everybody's going to win. The teams have to play each other.
Exactly. Somebody's got to lose.
There's a winner and there's a loser every week. So not everybody can go 10-2. It just doesn't work like that. No matter how many W's you want to put, if you're an Iowa State fan by your team, or if you're a Colorado Buffalo fan by your team, we've all got to play each other. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. Now, say what you want about the Big 12 North. Obviously, this is another step back. And obviously, Iowa State falls further and further behind Baylor. who has been the absolute doormat of the Big 12 for since the inception of the Big 12, as far as football is concerned. This team is behind Baylor. And I'm not saying the facility-wise, player-wise, talent-wise, they are so far behind Baylor, it's not even funny right now. Baylor, Robert Griffin's going to make a lot of people shake their head the next 3 years and say, uh-oh, he's out in the open. Good luck trying to stop Robert Griffin the next 3 years. Good luck if you're that safety coming up to make that one-on-one tackle. He's going to make some big plays. Iowa State, you can't. First, there's money at all schools. Somebody's got to step up at Iowa State first of all and say, that might have been what Gene Chizik said. Boy, I thought it was better than this when I came here. You know, when you compare our facilities to the other facilities around the Big 12, around the nation, maybe it was just so far substandard. You know, somebody's going to have to, you know, instead of that building for the engineering department at Iowa State, it's got to go to the football department.
Yep.
And I'm not talking T-Boone picking, showing up with $500 million, but I'm saying Kansas did a, what, $32 million, $36 million?
Something to keep up with everyone else, because you have to. And we've seen it over the last couple of years, even from 10 years ago when Nebraska was a smash-mouth option team that we were used to seeing. Everything has morphed in the last 10 years in college football. So much more parity now, and the recruiting has really taken another step forward in the fact that everyone knows which kids they want to go. Everyone knows who the big prospects are. You can't really find that diamond in the rough anymore because everyone kind of knows about them with all the rival scouting services and everyone who goes out and scouts all these players. So recruiting and facilities have become such a bigger part in college football over the last 10 years even, 15 years, that you have to have the facilities to keep up. And you're absolutely right at Oklahoma State. They know what they're doing. T. Boone Pickens, all those great facilities down there, and look at what it's translated to in just a couple of years.
Yeah, it translates to one thing, and that's talent.
Exactly, and winning football games.
Right, and that's turning around. That's what Iowa State's going to have to start with. I don't know where they look. I don't know where they go. Derek, we'll see if Terry Douglas has maybe got a little bit of insight to share with us. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Terry Douglas from Grand Island Independent joins us after this.
Happy holidays from the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Rudolph, that's not a very nice thing to do with that elf. Ho, ho, ho!
Hilltop Mall in Kearney, where you celebrate the holidays. But time is running out, so Hilltop Mall will be open extra hours from now until Christmas Eve. With just a few shopping days left, now is the time to find that special someone diamonds from Riddles, their favorite new novel from Walden Books, a Hilltop Mall gift card, or one of thousands of other great gift ideas from over 40 fantastic stores and holiday merchants. Hilltop Mall has everything you want this holiday season, all from the stores you love. So celebrate the holidays now, only at Hilltop Mall.
When it comes to gifts for the handyman, look no further than Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Choose a Jet portable table saw that was $200 on sale while they last for $129.99. Or grab a Stanley Fat Max screwdriver set that was $19.99 on sale for just $7 until they're gone. See these items and many more great gift ideas at Builders, top of the hill in Kearney, or 824 Webb Road in Grand Island. Builders, where they do handyman gifts best.
Builders does it best.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keto Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all on over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keto always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keto Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878. Hawthorne Jewelry.
Hawthorne Jewelry has been making memories bright for 130 years. This Christmas, let our staff help you make this a holiday to remember. With huge savings on icy diamonds and snowy pearls, we'll give you what's needed to make this the most special of holidays. Let Rudolph's Nose guide you to Hawthorne Jewelry, where you'll find a special gift that shines so bright, why, you could even say it glows. Visit us today. We're open late.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater, and we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today with a chance for some snow showers early, mainly to the east of Kearney, where around an inch of accumulation is possible, and higher amounts further east across the state of Nebraska. We'll see highs around 10 above with a southeast wind around 10 to 15. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 5 above.
Hour back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chime in any of the topics we've been talking about. I know the NFL All-Pro team's coming out this afternoon. If you got thoughts on that, if you got thoughts on Gene Chizik, 1-888-455-3776, or shoot us an email, douganddaddy at espnsuperstation.com. Right now, we turn our attention to Nebraska football. And a little bit of a lull right now before Christmas and the bull talk gets heated up. But Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent joins us. Terry, welcome, first of all, and how are you?
Hey, doing well, man. Good to be with you.
Terry, obviously right now, I don't know that there's anything that we can zero in and say, well, is the offensive line developing, or what are we getting out of practice right now? But one thing that has been talked about lately has been the recruiting and the build-up that's leading up to the February signing date. We are signing some people and some quality people here lately.
Right, yeah, you know, I think probably a lot of people who follow recruiting closely were a little bit concerned with this coaching staff, just, you know, some of the players as far as the star systems on Rivals and Scouts.com. A lot of three-star type players for Nebraska, not a lot of the four-star variety. But I think that we've seen, I mean, if anyone should understand that, how much that means or doesn't mean, it should be Nebraska fans, considering a lot of the four-star players that came in here and maybe didn't exactly pan out. So I think overall I like what I see from Bo Pelini and his staff, what they're doing. They're getting kids from programs that are established, high school programs, and a lot of the kids you see coming from winning programs. So I think that's probably the number one thing to like. And, you know, they have added some big names here lately. We just news today about the Texas running back coming in. Obviously, he's highly regarded, and the national recruiting services starting to look at Nebraska a little bit, starting to bump up towards that top 25 in the overall rating.
Terry, I guess the running back from Texas was the first one out there that we went head to head with, maybe in Auburn or Michigan for a while for that recruit. And do you just tell people, hey, relax? It's a totally different. Bo Pelini and this staff feels confident in what they're doing. They don't need stars by them. They want to see him play football, and that's all they need.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think this is a drop back to almost kind of more of the Tom Osborne era of, and on into Frank Solich, where they knew the kind of player that they were looking for. And, you know, whether or not the stars were by the name or not, you didn't really have to worry about that too much because they were looking for players that fit the system and had the kind of character that they wanted. And I think that's probably as big a thing as anything, especially as we've seen some of the players who have, you know, come to Nebraska highly regarded, but haven't exactly worked out.
Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Terry, I guess in Husker news, I guess the injury update on Philip Dillard yesterday, saying that he was still a little bit away, is that a cause for concern? Did anybody realize how serious that injury was?
Yeah, I don't think it seems like it has. It's been really, really, really slow to heal. And if I remember going back to the replay of watching him when he got hurt, injured against a Baylor, when his teammate, I guess it was Cody Glenn, actually came out on his ankle, it was pretty pretty gruesome looking, so I can certainly understand how he's not up to full speed. But you know, I think they're still hopeful that he'll be ready to go for the bowl game, and you know, that's certainly an area at linebacker where they are, you know, because of injuries and people being you know, suspended from the team, are very thin, and that's somewhere they definitely like to have Phillip Dillard step.
Yeah, I think that's one, you know, linebacker, and then Bo Pelini commenting on how depleted and how much the lack thereof was a defensive back, and they made an honest deal to go out, and it seems like every recruit we've got's been a cornerback or a safety until this running back, and I guess that's something they want to shore up and shore up early.
Yeah, you said that Bo said he was a little bit taken aback when he got here and saw just the lack of depth in the secondary, and obviously, they're going out trying to address that. They had, I think it was a 3 straight defensive back recruits there for a while, and I think they're 6 right now in this class of 22 commitments. So, yeah, that's obviously an area that they're looking to shore up.
Terry, obviously, before the finals get out of the way, is this just basically stay in shape? Let's get some young guys some reps?
I think so. I mean, I think maybe that they did a little more of the stuff with the focusing on the young guys earlier on. And I think now they swung a little bit more towards installing some things with as far as looking ahead to Clemson in the bowl game. And once classes get out and finals are over with, then they can get real serious. It seems like most coaches, and if I remember when Bo prepared the team for the Alamo Bowl in 2003, he was one of those coaches who kind of believed in the philosophy of, you know, getting all the hay in the barn before you go to the bowl site and getting most of your major preparations done before you take off. And then once get to the bowl site, it's just a matter of polishing what's there.
Terry, when the Gator Bowl was announced and Nebraska would go there, you in favor of that? You like that, or do you rather see the Texas connection?
You know, I guess Jacksonville seemed a little bit more appealing to me than El Paso, possibly. Going to the Alamo Bowl is, I think, a good time. Always looking at San Antonio, and it seems like Nebraska fans come out in droves there, and there's a lot of Husker fans in Texas, so that wouldn't have been a bad situation either. But I think probably it worked out in the best situation. And, you know, probably just to be able to attach, it's a New Year's Day bowl that Nebraska's getting to. Being able to attach that to their bowl appearance this year, I think carries a little bit more cachet, especially when you're talking about going out on the recruiting trail.
Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent joins us. Terry, I guess before we head in the first segment of the show, actually, we were talking about Gene Chizik leaving Iowa State. That's a head scratcher for a lot of people. You got any feel who would be a good fit at Iowa State to try and turn the thing around?
Well, you obviously, you know, a lot of guys that are a lot of talk right now our way is Turner Gill. Now the question is, I don't know, you know, if he would want to, you know, come back to that situation and, you know, go head to head against a school like Nebraska that he's been so connected to and played for. You know, other than that, I can't think of any great names. You know, maybe his name escapes me, the coach at Northern Iowa, who's had a lot of success. Well, you know, maybe he's a guy, you know, that they take a look at. But obviously, you know, it Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State, the tradition of football, sustaining it has been a problem. And, you know, it's kind of been sad to say, except for a couple of years there where Dan McCarney had it up, it's kind of been the Baylor of the North. So it's a huge task for somebody to undertake. Then again, Turner Gill, I mean, the turnaround job he did at Buffalo, I mean, you can't imagine a program being a whole lot lower than that and the heights he's been able to take it to. But I guess the difference is I think that turning a program around maybe in the MAC and the Big 12 might be a whole different story.
I think you're exactly right on that. I think all the talk out there, Terry, about, you know, the Big 12 North, and how much they nationally get overlooked and bashed. This doesn't help at all. I mean, then we take another step back, and they say, "Well, it's going to come around. They'll be balanced." No, there's not going to be for a foreseeable future, is there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really when you look at the Big 12 and break down the divisions. You know, when this Big 12 thing started in 1996, and the teams that were from the North were definitely on an up cycle, and you had some really good teams in Nebraska and Kansas State and Colorado, and Kansas was up there in a time. But when you look at this thing over the long haul, the schools in the North and their commitment to football programs and the size of their stadiums and what it means to them to have a winning football program compared to the teams in the South, you know, it just doesn't compare. I mean, I think Nebraska is you know, arguably the only team in the North that has you know, the big stadium and is totally committed to having a winning football program. So, I mean, I think that the North is going to fight that for the foreseeable future, and you know, Nebraska probably is the team with the best chance to buck that trend.
Terry, give me one quality in Gene Chizik that was appealing to Auburn.
The fact, I think we've seen this at Nebraska when you have a coaching search and it wears on and potential candidates go by the wayside and guys that maybe the athletic director wanted and he's not going to get. I think there's that little bit of familiarity, the fact that he was a defensive coordinator there, I believe, during their undefeated season. I think that's probably the one thing that they're kind of grasping onto and the selling point that they're hoping to get across. Seems like there's a lot of Auburn fans not very happy about the choice right now, but you know, maybe if they can look back to what he did at Auburn, that would be the thing.
Terry, I'm even looking at Iowa State going, Austin Ennard, okay, name me two other players.
Well, that are coming back this next year, that would be difficult, I got to admit.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody. I mean, I just think, why would Turner Gill put himself in that position? I think you throw his name out right away. I mean, I think Syracuse was more appealing than Iowa State, frankly.
Yeah, you know, I think the way things have shook down right now, unless something late happens, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Turner Gill just stay put and look at another round of coaching jobs. I heard an interview with him, it was actually before the MAC championship game, and he seemed to be very upbeat about what they had coming back at Buffalo and their potential for next season. And, you know, kind of felt like that even if, you know, that the long haul looked good for him there. So I don't think that maybe he's feeling the pressure to leave, like that thing is going to blow up and evaporate and that he'll no longer be a candidate at Buffalo. I think he feels like that he might still have a chance to have a good program for the next couple of years. So if he does that, the opportunities will definitely be there for him.
Hey, Terry, appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're looking forward to catching up with you before the bowl game.
You bet, man. Take care.
Terry Douglas, interesting thoughts. And I think everybody's under that same, I guess, same mindset as where does Iowa State go? You just don't hear much good, Derek.
You don't. And he made a great point about, you know, would Turner Gill really want to come back here? Obviously.
What's a Northern Iowa coach's name? Can you effort that?
Ooh, yeah, I'll look it up here. But I think he's completely right. It's a lot easier to turn a program around in the MAC than it is to come to an Iowa State and try to turn them around in the Big 12, even though it is the Big 12 North, which is obviously a little more watered down than the Big 12 South. But nonetheless, they are not in a good situation for a new coach to come in and turn things around there. So I think it's going to be hard for them to find a quality coach to bring in.
But it's the difference, yes, it's still 11-on-11 football. I give you that. It's still football. You're still playing offense. You're still playing D. I understand that. But the level of athletes, the size of athletes, the speed of the athletes, where you've got four of them, you've got to have 18 of them. And I'm talking speed alone, but you throw that in with the size, it's unmatched when you're comparing leagues like that. And, yeah, that one game that they can get all hyped up for and excited for, yeah, they can upset. Yeah, they can make an upset. But to do it and sustain it against a schedule, you know, would Utah have been undefeated in the Big 12? No. Would Utah have been undefeated in the SEC? No. Because week in, week out, they can't do it.
Looks like Mark Farley is Mark the Farley. Head coach of Northern Iowa.
An interesting name, yes. Have had very, very good success. Hey, Derek, let's take a short break. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, don't forget Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming up, along with Brent Heinrichs, head coach of the Axtell Wildcats.
Happy holidays from the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, no, now, Rudolph. Don't do that in the yard. Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Let's talk about life. I'm a busy guy. I've got a big radio show. I've got needy kids. And I'm impatient. I don't have time to waste. That's why I love Stamps.com. Printing real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You never have to wait in line at the post office. Who likes waiting in line? Especially now during the holidays, the post office is an absolute zoo. So get it done with Stamps.com. There's a reason they've been around for years. It works. Stamps.com is the smart way to get postage. Fast, easy, convenient. They even have discounts you can't get at the post office. Don't wait. Stamps.com today, and there's a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
If it's steak you're looking for, Texas T-Bone is the place for steak. Nobody's going to give you more choices in steak than Texas T-Bone. Nobody. You know, we've got the greatest variety in steaks. We have four sizes of T-Bone steak, four sizes of sirloin, two sizes of ribeye, two sizes of filet mignon. We have New York strip. You can get it sauced. You can get it marinated. You can get it any way you want it, you know.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered. So get yours today at Pro Tint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
Well, Nebraska winter has definitely arrived, and hopefully you're ready for slick, snow-covered roads. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you're still looking for a great deal on new tires this winter, I invite you to stop by Big O Tires. We'll beat any price out there on Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. At Big O, we keep you out of the ditches and on the road. We're Big O Tires, Nebraska's hometown tire team, wishing you and your loved ones a very happy and safe holiday season.
Big O Tires!
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today with a chance for some snow showers early, mainly to the east of Kearney, where around an inch of accumulation is possible, and higher amounts further east across the state of Nebraska. We'll see highs around 10 above with a southeast wind around 10 to 15. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 5 above.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming up shortly. Before we get to that, though, we're going to turn our attention to high school basketball action. We're going to talk to the head coach of the Axtell Wildcats. They sit at 4-0, rated number one in some publications in the state. We welcome in Brent Heinrichs, the head coach of the Axtell Wildcats. Coach, thanks so much for the time and good morning.
Good morning to you, Big Daddy. It's so good to talk to you. Wendell said to tell you guys hi, and it's good to talk to you.
Brent, obviously, you guys don't get the full practice schedule heading into the season with the success the football team had. How much did that affect you, first of all? And second of all, how surprised were you by the number one tab?
Well, I mean, the number one team, we're getting ahead of, or not the number one team in C2 right now. It has affected us, the layoff, the late start. I mean, we're playing hard, we're doing some nice things, but we're not as fluid as we need to be yet. And, I don't know if it's the time or what, but we're working on it. But we certainly got a lot of things we got to shore up on yet. Our shooting needs to get better. Our offensive half court efficiency needs to get better when we don't get a transition bucket. You know, sometimes if we run our offense, we just look for one option and then we break down and maybe take turns going one-on-one a little bit too much. So we've certainly got a lot of things to work on yet, and we're trying to address those things as we move along here.
Brent, as you guys move up to Class C2, now you look at your schedule, a lot of D1, even D2 teams. How much do you stress the team, the importance of each game just for that wild card factor?
Well, it's huge. I mean, we're not like GICC last year was a C2 team and played up, and I think they had 7 or 8 losses and still got the wild card in C2 and ended up as state runner up. So we're at the other end of the spectrum where every game is extremely important. We cannot have more than a loss or two and expect to be in the wild card picture. And you know, good or bad, it's just a fact of the way things are. So we can't have a slip up. We've got to you know, play as hard as we can and make sure we take care of business every night. And, you know, obviously the Minden Holiday Tournament is a good opportunity for us, but we've got to, you know, try to win every single game that we possibly can along the way, because we don't have a lot of room for error going into the wild card. Our sub-district is loaded, Ravenna, Loup City, Elm Creek, I think, 3-1. So we've got to try to take care of business each and every night.
Well, Brent, obviously, when you look at that Minden Holiday Tournament, break that down. Who's in that this year?
We play Minden the first round. On the other side is Adams Central and Broken Bow, same teams that were last year. And Minden and is an excellent C1 team. Broken Bow, I think, is 500. And Adams Central, obviously, is a Class B team. So that's, you know, that's an excellent opportunity for us. And regardless, good game for us because, you know, a good tournament for us because it, you know, it's a high level of play, and it's good that we can get involved in an environment like that before our sub-district time. So I'm very happy we're in that tournament. You know, I hope that we can go over there and play well. We, you know, I went over and watched Minden the other night. They beat Aurora pretty bad, and it looked awful good to me. But we've got to continue to work, shore up some things, and we're excited to be in the thing.
Brent Heinrichs, head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brent, with the lack of practice time going into the season, are you playing more players than you'd like to see? You want to narrow that down or not?
Oh, we're playing eight. I need to open that up a little bit. Brandon Benson, a freshman, has played well for us. I need to get him some more minutes. Some teams can play 10, 11, 12 and seem to operate that way good. I don't know. Maybe I'm not very smart. I've always felt when I played or as a coach, if you play around eight or so, it seems to me that everybody gets in the flow of the game better. Not that you can't play more, but you want those eight or so to be playing at where they have a sweat broken and they're into the flow of the game and not being jerked in and out all the time. I'm not saying that's right, but that's the way I look at it. But I need to find some more minutes for Brandon. It's a good young player, and he's been playing well. But 8-9 right in that vicinity is where we're kind of zoning in at.
Brandon, you know, we kind of chuckled here and poked a little fun at you guys because we knew you're better than the showing at Pleasanton, especially shooting the basketball. The next three games showed that 71, 73, 70 points. Athletically, when I look at your team, you know, that's a team that can get up and down and should be scoring in the 70, 75-point range every night.
Well, we like to think so. We like to play transition basketball and get up and down the court, but we're certainly worthy of any jokes you pointed at us because you know, it looked like I had them running jackhammers in the pregame warm-up or something the way we shot up to Pleasanton that night. But they're working at it, and they're not bad shooters. You know, we have good shooters. So far, especially that game, the shots didn't go in, but we have some good shooters. We have better shooters than I've had some years that I've coached, so... But we do like to transition, get up and down and get some easy baskets, and that's the way our team is kind of built and likes to play.
Brent, has there been one surprise for you, one player that stepped his game up in the offseason that maybe you didn't see coming?
Oh, no, you know, it's kind of been about what I expected. You know, we got a couple guys play, you know, our top defensive players, and, you know, we got a lot of parity. One time one guy is our best player offensively one night, and then next night maybe another guy. We got about eight guys that are very close. Everybody brings something a little different to the table, but you know, we've had a lot of parity and a lot of guys doing different things on different nights. So I really can't pinpoint one right now, but you know, it's just kind of whose turn it is that night.
Yeah, it's pretty good luxury to have at the C2 level, especially as far as people stepping up and defending you makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just pick out one guy and say, hey, we're going to take away Trevor Fecht or Bryce Runge and we'll stop Axtell, because, you know, we got several guys that can score in double figures on any night. You know, if they were on a team with less talented players, if we just had, you know, two scores, for example, their numbers would be a lot more gaudy. But we got to make sure that we're unselfish and we don't look at it that way. And sometimes we have to give up some individual statistics for the betterment of our team. And, you know, that's what we try to talk about here.
Brent, before we get to that Minden Holiday Tournament, you got Amherst at Amherst. You guys are on the road. They're 3-1. Give us a scouting report on that ball game.
Well, you know, that's a dangerous game, and I don't want our guys looking to the Men and Holiday tournament. You know, I told them the most important game the other night was Overton, and now the most important game, even though, you know, obviously we're thinking about as a coaching staff the Holiday tournament, the most important game is Amherst. And like you said, they're 3-1. They've got a new coach up there. You know, there's some things I'm not familiar with them, but they have a lot of returning players. Alec Martin, a little shooting guard, is probably one of the best shooters in the conference. Branson Martin, good point guard. Cameron Higgins, very athletic player for them, played well against us last year. And then they got some size. Kasten kid, I think, is 6'6 or 6'7. So they've got some talent. That's always been a tough place to play up to Amherst, and that's a very dangerous game for us. And we certainly don't want to fall in a trap where we're looking past them or not addressing them with our full attention as we need to be come Friday night.
Well, Brett, from everybody here, continued success down there, and we'll look forward to following you throughout the season.
Hey, and I'm still expecting a call from you. Bertrand is donning this new gym. One of these days they need to hang a Davis number 50 jersey from the rafters. I want to be there.
Well, I don't see that happening, Brent, but
they
I appreciate
that new
that.
Gym down there. It'd look nothing better than a big blue jersey hanging from the rafters with Davis on the back.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that, Brent. We'll catch up with you before or after the holidays.
All right, thank you.
Brent Hynix, Meaxdale Wildcats, they're 4-0. They are one of the area teams. If you're just looking to go follow somebody, they've got Amherst upcoming on Friday night. Good chance to get out and check out that. Also, that Men and Holiday tournament, the 29th and 30th, some prime basketball should be played over there. So they're one of those area teams, very, very talented teams. It'll be fun to follow throughout the season. Derek, we've got Tuesday Traumas Trivia. We got to go to the Dump Hopper Inbox. We need to go Tuesday Traumas Trivia now?
Actually, before we do that, I'll check in on the Den Popper inbox here. We have Ken, who always puts us in our place here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and he does it again. He says, Big Daddy, I understand your point of view on providing sports facilities at Iowa State rather than building an engineering building. Without sports, you gentlemen would have to find a new line of work. However, as a graduate engineer, I think a new engineering facility will benefit our nation far more than a new facility for our Dumb John football players to hang out or to hang their jock straps in. That coming from Ken. So always right there to put us in our place. And we got one from our good friend Peter as well. Jay Norvell could be a Cyclone, was a finalist for the job last time and played at Iowa. Plus, I think his wife is from Iowa as well. So
interesting.
And we have one more, and this will lead us straight into Trauman's Tuesday Trivia. This one from RF, that's all I got here. It says, our beloved Colorado State University Rams are going to a bowl game. Okay, I know it's just an itty-bitty bowl and no one cares about, but the beauty of it is that simply CSU goes bowling and CU stays home. That, combined with the Huskers going to a bowl, is a perfect ending to the year. That from RF, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win $25 gift card from Troutman's Meat, quality meats, great meats, and obviously the holidays. You want to pick
seafood,
them up for the holidays.
Smoked turkey, so. Freshest sausages.
Absolutely. What you need to do, give us a call, give us the name of the bowl, CSU is going to, and their opponent.
Fair enough. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gaina Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Ah, yes, the sounds of the holidays, when kids of all ages receive the special gifts they've been waiting for. This year, the joy is back. During the Acura Drive Home for the Holidays event, you can get an amazing deal on any new Acura, including 0.9% financing on the 7-passenger, 300-horsepower MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Acura. Advance. 0.9% APR for well-qualified buyers. Offer ends January 5th, 2009. See dealer for details.
Love rocks this December at Zales. All month long, find extraordinary values on the jewelry that she wants most. Thousands of new and exclusive styles all throughout the store. Like Zales' exclusive romance collection. From $399 up to $2,999. There's no better way to say I love you. And no better time than now to find these last-minute gifts. Hurry in during our holiday event and make this a year to remember. With Zales, America's diamond store and value leader since 1924.
It's the time of year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered, so get yours today at Pro 10 in Kearney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
Hello, this is Major Dale Hixenbaugh of the Salvation Army. Cold hands and a warm heart. During the winter months, the Salvation Army here in Kearney sees a lot of both. Men, women, and children seeking help are met by compassionate individuals with warm hearts. The Salvation Army here provides second harvest foods, transitional assistance, rent or utility assistance to those in need. Beyond these basic needs, the Salvation Army does its best to provide spiritual warmth to those who may have lost hope.
To contribute, please call the Salvation Army. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today with a chance for some snow showers early, mainly to the east of Kearney, where around an inch of accumulation is possible, and higher amounts further east across the state of Nebraska. We'll see highs around 10 above with a southeast wind around 10 to 15. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 5 above.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Between breaks, they're showing some NFL highlights on there. I mentioned to Derek, did you see Tashard Choice scores a touchdown instead of doing the old T-O, like put the old T and then the O like Terrell does in the end zone. He did the old T-C. That pretty, you know, little move for the rookie. But
you know what my favorite end zone dance is? Marvin Harrison's, when he catches the ball and hands it to the official. Well, I like that.
Yeah.
I do, yes, because you get all these wide receivers in there, look at me, dancing around. It's like, yeah, the quarterback threw you the ball. I mean, you're taking all the credit. I'm just tired of prima donna wide receivers is what I'm getting at.
Who's your three quarterbacks in the AFC go to the Pro Bowl?
Let's see, Tyler Thigpen. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Ooh, wow, what do Philip Rivers' numbers look like?
He's a lock,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think he's probably a lock. God, you can't send Roethlisberger, can you?
No.
Yeah.
He stinks.
Can't send Kerry Collins either.
I know.
Peyton Manning, probably. I'd say Manning, Rivers, and...
Castle?
Wow, really? Matt Castle? Yeah, he's got some numbers, I guess.
I don't know. You know, the lock this morning, like Mike and Mike, they're like, well, Chad Pennington's in for sure. I'm like, Chad Pennington?
Yeah, he's got, what, he's completed 80% of his passes or something. He's efficient as far as completing passes. But
they just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, that's true. Oof. Wow, it's going to be interesting to see who makes it this year, because obviously no Brady to lock in there. So we need to cover the Troutman's winner here. Joe from Kearney knew that Colorado State going to the New Mexico Bowl, playing against Fresno State there. So he's the winner of a $25 gift certificate to Troutman's Quality Meats. Head over there if you need any meats for your holiday gatherings, anything like that. Head over to Troutman's Quality Meats. Pick up some snack sticks. Those are good.
Derek, I know we got to get out of here. How fast is Fast Willie? He fires in. You stink. I just said Roethlisberger stinks.
$28.5 million, which is what, two-thirds of the entire Florida Marlins payroll? I mean, you could field a football team.
Two-thirds. I believe that's their whole payroll.
You could field a baseball team with Ben Roethlisberger's payroll.
I believe after last week, Roethlisberger's 15-12 touchdown interception ratio. But
yeah, that's not going to do it for the Pro Bowl.
By the way, Pennington, I'm looking at the stats that they were looking at last week when these were selected. You look at the top three, which obviously Matt Schaub will not be selected because he's missed some games, but Matt Schaub completing two-thirds of his passes. He's in the top three. Rivers, Pennington, Schaub, Cutler, Manning, Favre.
You know, Jay Cutler, there's a name. He's put up some offensive numbers. He's looked
at it.
But
he's just so hot and cold.
He is so hot and cold, but...
I don't know. I know we need to get out of here, Derek.
We better wrap things up here.
In the NFC, it's obviously, I believe, Kurt Warner and Drew Brees are the two locks. And
oh, yeah. Brees has to be number one lock, right?
You throw in Tony Romo with him? Or you throw in, who do you throw in with him?
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying that because I'm a Dallas fan. I'm just saying that, I guess, Jeff Garcia?
No.
I don't know.
Probably Romo. You're probably right.
I don't know. We'll see this afternoon. There are three quarterbacks on each team. It'll be interesting to see some people put up some big yardage as far as running backs. Haven't gotten the end zone much, so some of them. Adrian Peterson comes to mind there. But anyway, we want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We also want to thank Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent for talking to the Huskers and Iowa State football, and Gene Chizik with us today. We also want to thank Brent Heinrichs, head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, as they set to face Amherst on Friday night to take it into Christmas season. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.